We're doing Parshas Noach. Ele toledot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim ya bedorotav. These are the actions, the offsprings of Noach. Noach was a righteous person. He was whole in his generations. Et Elohim italech Noach. Noach walked with God. So Chazal tell us, later on when God speaks to Noach, he tells him, I will save you, for I have seen you a tzaddik before me. And there God does not go on to praise him the way this pasuk praises him. This teaches us that when we praise a person in front of him, we have to minimize the praise. When he's not around, so then you give all his praise. When he is around, so then don't say all the praise in front of him. That's why God doesn't praise him. If you give all of a person's praise before him, then it seems like you're just trying to sweeten him up, to sweet talk him. So before him, you're not supposed to say. Even though by God, he doesn't need to sweet talk us. But that's God behaves in a way that teaches us how we're supposed to behave. The pasuk says, "Es Elokim Yisalech Noach." Tells us the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, that this is where a person is supposed to strive. When you look at tzaddikim, how great are tzaddikim? That is measured by how much they walk before Hashem. What does it mean to walk before Hashem? It means that in all of a person's actions, he is cognizant of the fact that Hashem is looking. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. I place Hashem opposite me always in everything I do. I think, wait a second. God is right here. When I'm in my most private settings, I recognize that God is there. That is the great praise of Noach, that he walked with God.
Rabbi,
I'm with you.
Is this some kind of like a Zeir Shavu, Noach? We don't find Noach twice. We don't find by like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which you said. It doesn't say Abraham.
So Chazal tell us Noach. Noach, it says in the pasuk to tell us he was Noach with Hashem. He was, so to speak, comfortable. He behaved nicely with Hashem, and Noach be'im basav adam. He was, people felt comfortable around him, and Chazal say a person is supposed to be Ruach habrios nocha emenu. People should feel comfortable with him. Chazal tell us that he was, on the pasuk, tzaddik tamim. Tzaddik, he was righteous b'masav in his actions, and tamim, he was whole b'drachav in the way that he went. You're supposed, okay. Tamim, he was whole. Chazal tell us he was born circumcised, and that was a sign that the curse of Adam HaRishon was over. God told Adam the curse of the earth is until a person will be born that is circumcised. Yes, sir.
Why is it so? Why is it an extra word? How else should
which word?
Noach, the double Noach.
Ele todot Noach ish tzaddik, yeah.
That doesn't. No. You need it
if you say so. If you say ish tzaddik tamim haya, who's haya going on?
Okay, but just the form. No, I think the sentence is not complete.
Okay. Let's talk after another 2 years. You'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara does not assume the grammatic assumptions that you're assuming. What you're saying is what I would say too, based upon my knowledge of grammar in Hebrew and in modern Hebrew and in English. But you'll see as you learn more and more Gemara that the Gemara does not assume what you're assuming. Pasuk Yud. Vayoled Noach shlosh avanim et shem et cham et yafet. Noach bore 3 children, shem, cham, and yafes. Vatishachet ha'atz lifnei Elokim. The earth was destroyed before God. What is vatishachet? So one opinion says, Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Hashchasa is a reference to Avodah Zarah, to Arayos, and those two, according to Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Hishchit kol basal, right? We'll get there in a second. Vatimale haaretz chamas, the land got filled with thievery. Vayar Elokim et haaretz v'nei nishchata. God saw that the earth was destroyed. Ki yishchit kol basal tokoh al haaretz. For all flesh destroyed their behavior, their path on earth. What is kol basal? All flesh? Rav Yochanan says it means to tell us that they would crossbreed. They take an animal and stick it into a wild animal. They take a chaya and stick it with an animal. They take a wolf and stick it with a, I don't know, with a dog. They take
generic.
Okay. And then they themselves would live with every form of animal. The men, the women, they'd be living with animals as well. Animals, wild animals. God says, that's terrible. Vayomer Elokim lenoach. Kitz kol basal ba'lefanai. God says, the end of all mankind has come before me. For the land has is filled with thievery before them because of them. And I will destroy them with the land. Tells us Rabbi Yochanan, look how powerful thievery is. This generation was doing everything, and yet when it came time to seal their fate, it was over the thievery. So this needs discussion. What does that mean? Wait a second. Why is thievery worse than murder? Right? Why is thievery worse than Gilui Arayos? Arayos, we say, Yehoreg Val Yavor. A person should rather get killed than do Gilui Arayos. So that needs explanation, right? If we want, we can understand it according to Gemara. The Gemara tells us that, the Medrash tells us, it's in the Jerusalem Talmud, that the generation of David HaMelech, they'd go to war, people would die during the war. The generation of Achav, they'd go to war, and people didn't die during the war. Why? Because peace is so powerful. The generation of Achav and his wife Izebel are murdering all the prophets they could find. They have this great face-off between Elio and the prophets of the Baal, and Elio stands up there and he says, I'm the only one left alive, a prophet of God. Now, everyone knew that Achav's own son was lending money. Even Achav's own son knew that there was Ovadia who was hiding 100 prophets. Everyone except for Achav and Izebel knew that. And Elio could stand up there and say, I'm the only prophet left alive. No one said a word. There was peace. People weren't interested in ratting on one another. Even on Elio, no one ratted. Elio could stand there with confidence and lie to Achav, and he doesn't have to worry that someone's going to backstab him. That's tremendous level the Jewish people were on. There was tremendous connection between the people. They might have been immoral in many other things. They were doing idol worship. They were doing terrible things.
Tanakh prove that there were others?
It says it overtly in the Tanakh. Where? Open up Melachim Beis and see. When Ovadia shows up to Elio, he tells him. Next chapter.
But he can't lie, he's a prophet.
So that's a good question. When we learn Malachim, we'll discuss it. Or on a Thursday night. So, peace is so great, and stealing from one another is the antithesis of that peace. So in certain respects, if a person is committing adultery, it's a horrible sin. It's Yarg Val Yavor. But the moral fiber of the society, at least, there's that basic respect, I don't steal from you, you don't steal from me. In the respect of marrying one's sister or marrying someone else's wife, so that's another aspect of the moral fiber that is destroyed, and that aspect is very weighty. But before God, the fact that people are at peace with one another, that is worth a lot. So there are aspects where that is worth where once we break that, God says, okay, then I'm destroying everything.
Where are these people? Where are all these descendants coming from? Whether it's itemized, all the names are listed.
No. The Torah doesn't list everyone that was born. The Torah singles out people who were born. The Torah doesn't tell us every person that was born from Adam to Noah. Look at the Sefer Seder Adoros by Rav Halperin, written 400 years ago. He summarizes the different opinions on this matter. It's very interesting. I mean, he discusses this. Okay, let's continue. What were they stealing? What was their thievery? A guy would go to the marketplace and he'd want to sell beans. So every person that would walk by would take one. It's like you go to the shuk and everyone just samples. I'm just sampling. What do you mean you're just sampling? If 1,000 people walk by and sample, you'll finish up all those wares. That's what they do. You'd want to take them to court. What are you going to take them to court? Over one peanut? But if every guy is taking one peanut on his way to the marketplace, he has nothing left to sell. So that's what they were stealing. That was their thievery. They did it with cunning. Right, but go watch your stand from one peanut. You know, a large percentage of what you pay when you're buying an item is to cover all the shoplifters. It's part of the expenses. Asei lecha, God tells Noach, make for yourself tevat atzei gopher, an ark of gopher wood. What is gopher wood? Different opinions in the Gemara. I don't know exactly what they are. Some different types of cedar tree or other trees. It's a tree that when it's in water, it gets harder. Kinim taseta teva, make the teva with different rooms of chafata, tami baitum chutz bakofer, and align it with kofer inside and out. Let's skip to when Noach comes out of the ark. You know what? No, let's go in order. I'm going back. We'll quickly go. There aren't that many midrashim next to you, Pesukim, but there's important stuff. Back to Pasuk Teszayin. Tesvav. V'zeasher taseh ota. This is how you make the teva. 300 amma of the length of the teva. 50 amas wide, 30 amas high. And these have Kabbalistic importance, because really it was a miracle that the teva could hold so many animals. God tells Noach, make good stones in the ark so that they could give you light. And make it slanted up to an amma on top. Many. That's what Rav Yochanan says in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say that, but that's what Rav Yochanan says. And make the entrance to Teva on the side. Tachtiim, a bottom level for garbage. Shiniim, a middle level for animals. Ushlishim, and a top level for the humans. Va'ani, and I and my betin. I will bring a flood. You, the generation of the Mabul, what were they saying? We don't need God. We're living in the valleys where there's a lot of water. We don't need His rain. We can have our own sustenance. We don't have to keep His mitzvot. We don't have to keep the Noahide laws. We can do whatever we please because we have everything we need. They were exceptionally healthy. God created Adam Arishon. So the first man God creates, he doesn't have any illness. He doesn't have any genetic problems. He's the healthiest person around. He's living till 930 years. And so to the future generations. So what do they have to worry about? What's God going to do to them? So they say, God, we don't need you. We're not keeping your mitzvot. We have everything we need. God says, what do you mean you don't need me? You don't need my rain because you have enough water? I'll bring you more than enough water and that's how I will destroy you. Vani and I... Whenever it says Vani, God is saying me and my heavenly court. God does not punish without, so to speak, consulting with His heavenly court. Vaki, what? Oh, angels. Vakimotit brititach, and I will uphold my covenant with you. And you will come to the ark, you and your son. And what? Where'd you, what?
You're saying that with the angels, like this plural.
Va'ani, and I. What is the va'ani? Why is God saying, and I? So our tradition is that whenever it says va'ashem, it means Him and His heavenly court. And I think that the Medrash says it also on va'ani. I think so. Yigva will die. Look at the Targum. And I will uphold my covenant with you. You will come to the ark, you and your sons, the men in one side, and your wife and your daughters-in-law, the women on the other side. And when they come out of the ark, God says you go together, because when you come out, you could live together. When you go into the ark, from that point on, you have to separate. The world is at a time of sorrow. You too have to feel their sorrow. Umikol achai, mikol basar, and from all living things, all flesh. Shnayim, mikol tevila teva lachot itach, two of each bring into the teva so that you'll keep them alive with you. Zachar unkeva yiyu, male and female, they will be. From the different birds to their species, the different species of animals, the different creepy, crawly creatures, according to their species, two of each will come to you to remain alive. And take also mikol ma'achal asher yachel, from all food that can be eaten, v'asavta elecha gather to you, v'alcha v'lehem lochla, and you and they will eat it. V'yas Noach kechol asher tzivah to Elokim kenasa. Noach did everything that God commanded him. That's how he did. V'yomer Hashem l'Noach ba'ata v'chol b'itcha l'teva. God tells Noach, come you and your whole family, your whole home, to the ark. Ki otcha ra'iti tzadik levanai b'dor hazeh, for I've seen you righteous in this generation. And you see here that God doesn't tell him you're tzadik, tamim, mitalech lefanai. No. He tells him one word of praise. One word of praise, though, God does tell him. Mikol habeima Torah tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishto. From the pure animals, take seven, one and its wife. Umin habeima sholo Torah, and from the animal that is not pure, two, each and its fellow wife. Why does the Torah say einena Torah? Later on, the Torah says the pure and those that are not pure, to teach us that a person should always try to speak in a pure fashion, in a positive fashion. The Pasuk adds these extra words and calls it not tahor, to tell us that whenever one could, whenever one won't lose by it, one has to try to speak in a nice fashion. If one has to explain something in Torah, so then you have to use whatever words need to be used in order to get the concept understood in the best possible way. But ordinarily, whenever one could, one should refrain from foul language. Our sages tell us that foul language brings terrible, terrible decrees upon a person. Even if in heaven they've decreed 70 good years on a person, you know, sometimes in Rosh Hashanah they don't decide this year alone, they decide 70 years or many years. We never know what we're standing in judgment for. And even if it's been decreed that one is going to have 70 good years, if one speaks in a dirty way, so then that can destroy even such a good decree. And the Navi tells us that speaking foully can cause that even those that would ordinarily get compassion, the orphans, the widows, even they, God says, God has no compassion once they speak in a foul language. So we should learn from our Pasha how to be pure people, speak purely, live purely, and Bezrat Hashem merit the world to come. Shabbat Shalom to everyone.